Hello and welcome to this week's lesson. One of the things that I find to be one of the most valuable ways to influence how you're eating, your emotions, how you respond and relate to other people, is to intentionally add relaxation into your everyday life. Okay, everyone knows this is valuable, but it's one of those things we overlook. Okay, so I want to continue talking about things that we overlook that are really, really valuable. Because a lot of times the things we overlook, water, breathing, relaxation, living foods, it's not about doing it perfectly, it's just about doing it more. And you'll be amazed sometimes what will happen when you take care of some of the basics. And again, the basic I want to cover today is relaxation. Okay, because when you become more relaxed physically, mentally, when you can do it at will, you're going to find that your cravings begin to change. Okay, very often, you know, let's face it, emotional eating is a challenge, and we want to be able to deal with it. And one of the easiest ways is to let go of a lot of the overwhelm, the stress, the depression, the negative emotions that kind of weigh us down and cloud our thinking. Okay, because let's face it, we all know what we're supposed to do, but sometimes we get in a mood where we say, I don't even care. Okay, we get in this mood where it just doesn't matter. And so the moods that we're in directly impact our thinking and our behaviors. So we want to learn to be able to feel more relaxed at will. And if you think of relaxation almost like it's like a muscle that you're working out intentionally, and if you can do it every day, it's going to be better. But if you're working this muscle out every day, you're doing that work for that 5 or 10 minutes, but the benefits of it are going to continue throughout the day, okay, automatically. And this can range from anything. I mean, it can range from, you know, you go into work and your boss, you know, is giving you a bunch of crap and it just kind of rolls off of you a bit, okay? That's a lot easier to do when you are relaxed right to the core, okay? So that's what we're talking about here. And again, as beneficial as it can be, I'm shocked. Well, I shouldn't say I'm shocked. With so many people I work with, it's amazing how few of them take any time, structured time, to actually relax. Okay, if we just get caught up in our day, the days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months, months turn into years, and it becomes our life, where we're just always, you know, going, and we never take a break. Right, and if we get into that mood or that mode, again, it's very challenging to change up your behaviors. So I'm going to suggest that relaxation is one of your best friends. So let's go into it for a minute. Yeah, you'll hear me mention this in various ways. The quickest way I like to relax is the two-prong approach. We want to start with physiology, we want to start with our body, and then we also want to relax our mind. We want to get a complete experience of relaxation. And remember, our body-mind is like a cybernetic loop. It's constantly influencing itself. Okay, so as we take deeper breaths, as we oxygenate our body, as we relax the muscles, it's going to influence our mind and our thinking. Okay? As our thoughts become more relaxed, it's going to influence our body. Okay, so it's this cycle, and we want that. And we want to go deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation. And before we go into an actual example of it, one other thing I want to mention is the concept of setting anchors. Okay? Now, simply, all this means is that an anchor is something like if you hear a song from back when you were in high school, all of a sudden, as soon as you hear that song, you have all the memories of when you were in high school. Because it's kind of an anchor, they're linked together. Well, what we want to do is we want to create relaxation anchors. And that could be anything. I mean, you could get a special bracelet and you could relax and do some deep relaxation exercises and then focus your energy onto that bracelet. So every time you think of that bracelet or notice that bracelet, you unconsciously and consciously remind yourself to relax. Okay? And so it becomes an anchor. So that throughout your day, you know, your eye might pick it up, and it's just one more reminder or signal to relax. Okay? So you can do this with anything. You could imagine it, if you want to relax when you get into work, as you imagine, you can do this at night, close your eyes, imagine walking into work, and as soon as you see, you know, your desk, or as soon as you see a certain coworker, or, you know, something in that environment, that you would completely and totally relax, take a deep breath, and just let yourself kind of center, okay? So notice, this is a lot of times this is a complete opposite of what people do, because they set anchors that cause them to get tense. You know, as soon as they get into their office, they get frazzled, okay? be aware of that, and begin to set relaxation anchors in your life. Okay, so what I want you to do is experience this. Remember, hypnosis and really programming your mind is an experiential thing. Okay? It's completely different than just logic and theory and understanding. It's an actual experience. So as you relax your body now, you're going to actually create physiological, neurological, chemical changes in your body. Okay, so it's an experience. It's something you're doing. Think of it that way. So what I want you to do is close your eyes. Very important. 20% of your energy is dedicated to visual, decoding visual stimuli. Okay, so let your eyes relax. And let your muscles relax. Relax the muscles in your body. Okay. Now what we want to do here, the question in your mind should be, what can I do to relax even more? Okay, notice that question. It's not, how come I can't relax? Why do I have so much trouble relaxing? Okay, it's not that. It's, how can I relax more? What's one little thing I can do right now to go even deeper into relaxation? And we start with the physiology. And I like to start with what I call just a body scan. Very simple. Start at the toes. Work your way up through the ankles, calves, knees, thighs, waist, stomach. Relax those muscles. Let that feeling move up into your chest. Relax the chest muscles. Relax the shoulder muscles. Let that feeling of relaxation move down into your arms and hands. Back again into your shoulders. Into your neck. Up into your ears. Down into your jaw, over your lips, and then into your nasal passages, so you begin breathing in the relaxation. And you're imagining that. Imagine that relaxation moving into your eyes and eyelids. Here, let them relax even deeper. Let that feeling move into your eyebrows, relaxing the eyebrow muscles, into the forehead and down over the facial muscles. Over the top of the head, back of the head, down the back of the neck, across the shoulders, all the way down your spine, one vertebrae at a time, all the way down the back of your legs. Okay? Now we're just going to go through this one time, but you can already begin to experience a little bit of the relaxation. And remember, there's no final end point, there's no perfection of relaxation. It's always a process of relaxing more and more and more. Okay? And so when you're doing this exercise, it's just about being aware and having an intention that I want to relax deeper. And so if you go through this body scan two or three times and you get back to the shoulders on the fourth time, you find that they're tense again, you just let them go. Okay, there's no judgments here. It's just about relaxing and any little thing you can do to relax even more. Now, when I was talking about anchors, one other anchor I want to share with you is the physiological anchors that you can set in yourself. And what I mean by this is, as you go through the body scan, you're going to notice that certain parts of your body, when you relax them, make you have a bigger impact on you than others. Okay, so for me, I know relaxing my shoulders, straightening my posture, relaxing my stomach, and breathing in a more calm way is a very quick and easy way for me to relax in virtually any situation. Now, obviously, I can go deeper into the relaxation by going through the body more closely. But I like to use that so that if I'm in any situation, you know, out in public or whatever, and I can't really dedicate all that time to it, it's just a couple things where I can quickly access that state of relaxation. So you can go deeper into this relaxation by relaxing the muscles in your stomach, in your chest, in your shoulders, so that your breathing become more even. Now, again, this isn't about there's a right way to breathe and a wrong way. It's about you asking yourself, how do I breathe when I'm totally and completely at peace and relaxed? If I was going to go even deeper into relaxation, what would my breathing do? And then just let it happen. Okay, you're kind of guiding it, you're directing it, but you're not controlling it. Because there's an aspect of relaxation that's about giving up control. Okay, you want to take a break. So you're kind of walking that line. So there's the physiological part, and you can go deeper into that. And you go deeper into that by doing it, okay? By going into that place and just taking 5-10 minutes by yourself and just kind of going through your body and relaxing it deeper and deeper and deeper, okay? You can use visualizations And you can go even deeper into it. You can imagine light on the inside of your body spreading through every nerve, cell, and fiber of your being, illuminating it, warming it, making it more flexible and comfortable. Okay? And which brings us right into the psychological part. So we dealt with the physiology to a certain degree. We relax the muscles. We straighten out the posture and the alignment. We influence the breathing in a way so that it becomes relaxed and calm. And now we go to the psychology. What are you thinking about? Okay, this is the other key component. If you're trying to relax and you do all this physical stuff, but you're thinking about the argument you got in with your spouse last night, there's going to be incongruency there. So we want to go deeper into it by intentionally remembering memories of times when we were relaxed, fantasizing about situations that we would find extremely relaxing. Maybe lying in bed in the morning on a day off when you had nothing to do except to relax and sleep. Okay? Or maybe it's a time when you were at the beach, or a time when you went on vacation somewhere very relaxing, or a time when you were getting a massage, or you were at a sauna, whatever. The point is this, you pick one memory at a time, and you go into that memory. Now, what you want to look for here is moments. You're not looking for, you know, even during a massage perhaps, there might be certain moments of it that were extremely relaxing. You know, if you're getting a massage and they were massaging your shoulders, it was really relaxing, that might have been a deeper experience and a more profound experience than when they were rubbing your legs. Okay, so if that's the case, then you want to go into that moment and spend a little bit more time there, okay, because that'll elicit that feeling of relaxation. So you go one memory at a time and take a few moments and really vivify it. Visually, what do you remember seeing? Auditorily, what do you remember hearing? Right, what sounds? Was there music? Were people talking? Was it completely silent? Okay. What feelings do you remember having? Right, what did it feel like? Right, what did the energy in your body feel like? What did your muscles feel like? Okay. If you were lying down, what did it feel like to lie there? Okay. So you think about these things, and you can also go through smell and taste as well. Okay. But this is the psychological part of it. And you're putting these two things together. You're putting the physiology together, and you're putting the psychology together. Okay? When you do that, you create a state. And the state, again, that we're talking about here is relaxation. And so, hopefully you feel a little more relaxed now than you did at the beginning of the video. Right? That's kind of the point. But when you feel the most relaxation is when you do this to yourself. Okay? So, I don't want you to have to rely on a self-hypnosis session or me guiding you. I want you to take the time to learn how to do it to yourself. That's the magic. That's when it becomes special, because then you realize you're the one that can do this to yourself. And the interesting thing is, once you realize, or I shouldn't say just realize, once you learn and understand that you can relax yourself at will, something also happens where you start to realize how you get yourself worked up as well. Okay? And that can be very enlightening also. Okay, so you know, this is an exercise that I just can't recommend enough. And when you feel this relaxation, when you feel this calm, again, it's just going to make it a lot easier to make better decisions when it comes to food, exercising, and your health. Okay, so take this feeling, and if you have some time right now, do it right now. Okay, because the better you get at it, the more rewarding it's going to be for you. So have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.